about the kids. They're just so precious, and I know they're so precious in God's sight, and the desire of our hearts when we go over there is to teach them about who Christ is, and not just with words, but with just all our actions. And for me, it's just, it's hard sometimes because cultures are so different, and they are not always so kind to their kids. And so we try to teach them that when they're in the Sunday school showing, you know, teaching the kids that everything that they say and do is reflected on Christ. And so when those kids go walking out of that classroom, they have, you know, maybe a skewed idea of who Christ is. And so, you know, we want to teach them how to love them and discipline just through everything that they do, the stories, the games. And we just try to make them aware of that. We have a new thing that we're doing called God's Garden of Love, which is close to my heart, where it shows kids personalities and how you can teach towards that and help them to grow strong in certain areas of their lives. Like there's, well, you all know probably, especially Barb in the classroom, they all have different personalities that we have to teach to or look at. And so we did, like there was Charlie and Violet and Rose, and we tried to use our own backgrounds to teach those kids or to teach the teachers how to use their own backgrounds when talking to the children and disciplining them. And of course, while we're there, oh, I know one thing was, it was so awesome because Linda has always had a vision to bring teachers in from just the public schools, and this time we had like 8 teachers that weren't Christians, and so they sat in on all of the teaching, and they are hopefully, well, they're wanting to have a job there at that church, because that church is also going to be a school there, and there's like, I don't know, 14,000 people in that little dinky town with 2 schools, elementary and then the high school. So the pastor there is going to require of them to have to come to discipleship classes. So that's very cool. And also while we were there, there was this one lady, and this was like we've never encountered this, at least I don't think, of the lady who was saying she was demon-possessed. And so there was Linda and Ketley, the pastor's wife, was in a conference with this lady for a good long time, and that was just very unusual. We haven't encountered that before. But mainly, you know, those kids just need us, you know, and I encourage you, if you can go, those precious, sweet kids, they just need us, and we have so much fun, and some of it's hard, you know. I had to deal with some personal issues this time. That's never very fun. Anyways, I'm not as prepared as I should be. But if you could go just to show them your love, you don't have to be a magician, a great teacher, and you know, they would just, it would be awesome. So thank you.